Good evening. For those of you I have not met, my name is Kim Lucas. It is my honor and joy to serve as Bishop of the Episcopal Church in Colorado, and it is so good to be here with you on this evening. Easter Vigil is one of my favorite services. And I want to take the opportunity before I begin to remind you that while we have walked this Holy Week, and my clergy are definitely exhausted, and all the musicians are tired too. We're here. But this observance, this liturgical observance, is a call for us to be in reality. Our liturgical calendar calls us to the reality of our life as the baptized. You see, all weeks are holy. And at the end of every week, we celebrate the resurrection. So this is just a reminder. This week, this path is just an intense reminder of the reality that you and I are called to. Now, all of our Gospels have a little variation on their resurrection story. Whether it's the time of day or the number of people who make it to the tomb, there are two consistencies in all of the Gospels. One, the tomb was in fact empty. And two, Mary Magdalene was there. She was there. But I love Matthew's telling of resurrection. As some of you know, I'm a little partial to the Gospel of Matthew. What I love about this evangelist is that he wants to make clear to us that this resurrection thing is a part of our salvation history. That God has been present and active in this world, in our physical lives on this planet. God has been active in this material and physical world from the beginning. And Matthew likes a little drama. So in this telling of the resurrection, unlike the other Gospels, the stone isn't already rolled away before the women arrive. They arrive, and the earth lets them know that something has happened. There is an earthquake. Matthew loves earthquakes. Earthquakes shake us up. They remind us that the earth is shifting under our feet, even when we don't feel it. It's happening. And in this earthquake, a messenger comes down and the stone is rolled away, and the messenger sits on the stone and says, "Hey, y'all. Don't be afraid. You see, I know why you're here. You're looking for Jesus because you saw him crucified, but he's not here. He's risen, just as he said he would be. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go and tell his disciples that he is risen and is going ahead of you into Galilee, and there you have seen him." There's the message. Get going. And they go. And on the way, on the road to Galilee, they meet Jesus, the resurrection, the resurrected Jesus. And Jesus repeats what the messenger said: "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my siblings to go to Galilee, where they will see me." I love that Matthew also mentions that They fall at Jesus' feet and they take hold of him. This is Matthew's way of reminding us that this is not a spiritualized thing. Jesus is not a detached spirit, but the actual Jesus. And the command to go to Galilee is important, and we can't overlook this big, big detail. Go to Galilee. Matthew's gospel, Galilee, is sometimes referred to as Galilee of the Gentiles. Galilee was like the crossroads of the world. Everybody was in Galilee. There was one of everything and everybody in Galilee. It was a diverse, crazy community. And there is power in the evangelist saying, go to Galilee. Because what this evangelist is saying to those that he is writing to is that this good news that we have received isn't just for a couple of people. It isn't just for a specific people. It's for all of us. No matter where we're from, no matter what color our skin is, no matter our gender identity, this good news is for us, for every single one of us. And we know it's for us because Jesus says, you know what? Go on and tell all the folks, who were following me and suddenly weren't following me. Those guys who weren't with you, Mary Magdalene, at the cross or at the tomb, go and tell them that I'm going to meet them there. And you know why that is so powerful? It is Jesus' declaration that even those of us who deny and desert him, even those of us who refuse to acknowledge him, even those of us who walk away from him when we see him in the poor and the desolate, Jesus still wants us. Jesus forgives us. You see, our redemption is about God dealing with our broken bits and forming us and reforming us and transforming our spirits, transforming our whole selves. Jesus says, go to Galilee, and I'll meet you there. You see, I think that is the power of our call. As we have welcomed new folks into this life of faith, invited them on this journey with us, this command to go to Galilee because there we will meet Christ is important. This past fall, I did a pilgrimage in the footsteps of Paul. And what I learned was Paul spent a lot of time walking. I went to Philippi and to Berea. I went to Corinth. I went to Thessaloniki. Paul spent a lot of time walking, and he also spent a lot of time getting run out of town. But what he did do in every place that he went into the marketplace. He went into the heart of the cities that had been metropolises for hundreds of years. He went into the very heart of the place and proclaimed this good news, this love of God that was for the world. This miracle, this crazy impossibility of a resurrected Jesus. Paul went out into the city. And we too are called to go into the places of suffering, of abundance, of diversity. We are called to go into the heart of our world in faith, carrying this fully embodied faith, Because what resurrection promises is the affirmation that our world could be beautiful and complete, that each and every one of us could have this abundant life, that each and every one of us could stand up and say, even if you kill me, you cannot destroy me. Because God's love is more powerful than death. It is more powerful than the violence of this world. It is more powerful than anything we know. It has the capacity to bring forth life even from death. And in that life, you and I, my siblings in Christ, have work to do. Because sometimes you have to move a stone. There are stones in this world that block out the light. There are stones that entomb us. The stone that makes us translate dominion over creation into domination and exploitation to our own peril. We must move that stone. We must move it if this earth is going to sustain human life. We must move it. We must move the stones that separate us from the other, the stones that kill compassion in our hearts for the immigrant and the refugee. We must remove the stones of violence in our community. We must remove the stones that tell us that some people are better than other people. The stones that tell us that there are, in fact, disposable people when there are none. Because every human being is valuable to the God who creates us. We have been given this good news. We know that not even a stone can separate us from the relentless love of God. And so you and I must go. Go to Galilee. Go into the world. Go into the heart of the brokenness of humanity and proclaim, God is love. God's love is for all of us. God's love brings us life. And there is no stone in this world, no stone that will separate us from the love, from the grace, from the beauty, from the mercy of our God.